Blog Talk Radio.
eternity and fellowship that never ends. We see the greatest expression of God's love extended in that moment when those who were once enemies instead became God's friends.
And when it's my time to go, go ahead and take me home. I know I'll be with you. I know I'll be with you. When it is my time to go, go ahead and take me home. Nowhere that I'd rather go, I want to be with you.
How sweet the gospel.
Thank you. You will never let me go, held in your arms alone. So as the sea gears have heard, no mind can conceive what you prepare.
Called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teachings. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, are you anxious and troubled about many things? But one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. So Jesus' response in the last two sentences strikes me to the core. Jesus says, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. But one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. The good portion in Jesus' eyes was to sit and listen to him, and an idea that contradicts most of us, most of what we value in our culture. We value those who fill their time with service and action. But that's not what Jesus valued. Jesus valued Mary, who spent her time sitting at his feet. Jesus valued Mary's willingness to make time to be with him. And we don't just find this teaching in this one instance either. In Psalms chapter 127, verse 2 says, it is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Psalms chapter 37, verse 7 says, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over no man who carries out the evil devices. Clearly, there is a principle of rest and making space for God that spans across the entirety of Scripture. So how can we respond to God's word today? What does this principle of making time to spend with God mean for us? First, we have to choose the value of God's word over the opinion of man. Martha was angry with Mary. Martha must have felt that Mary was lazy and selfish the way many of us would. But Scripture is clear that Martha was wrong. Will you value God's opinion over man's? Will you choose to rest in God's presence when the world is knocking at your door, telling you to get busy? Second, we have to reevaluate what we call success. Busyness and monetary gain aren't the definition of success in God's eyes. Working tirelessly, even for his kingdom, isn't the same as working with God. We have to make room in our lives to experience God and his promises. God can't bring you peace and a deeper revelation of his love if you don't make time to encounter him. Martha proved this concept. She was in the very presence of the living God and the only experienced anxiety and frustration. You have to make time to sit at the feet of Jesus with no agenda. Simply being with God is foundational to living the Christian life. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15 says, but thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning in rest you shall be saved, in quietness and trust shall be your strength. But you were unwilling. You must be willing to rest. You have to make time for God's presence. He's waiting right now to restore you and fill you with peace. He has a perfect plan to satisfy the longings of your heart. Wait on God today. Wait for a leading of his Holy Spirit. Receive the love and affection God is wanting you to give, and let it be the fuel that spurs you toward good works today. So meditate on the story of Mary and Martha. Place yourself in Scripture. Let the truth of Jesus' word shift your perspective on success. Secondly, now reflect on your own life. Are you too busy? What perspective, person, or fears drive you to busyness? And thirdly, ask God to guide you into a life of consistently making time to experience him. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you what needs to change in your life. What do you need to get rid of or say no to? Hand over whatever is holding you back from your Heavenly Father in prayer. Cast all your burdens on his shoulders and find rest in his love. Let encountering God be your fuel for action today. Move as he moves. Wait when he calls you to wait. Surrender your day to the Holy Spirit and follow his guidance. There are whole days God is calling you to simply rest in his presence. Decide to value God's opinion over man's today and spend time resting in the presence of your Heavenly Father. There will be time and place to work, seeing his kingdom come to earth, but he will faithfully lead you to those moments. So choose to wait on God today, rest in his presence, and experience a new strength for your day that can only be found in sitting at the feet of Jesus. Amen. I highly suggest that you read Isaiah chapter 30. It'll bring this devotional more into life. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, this brings us to the most important question of all, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road, not knowing where to go, or which way is up or down? Or maybe you're lacking purpose in life, and you need some. And maybe you're suffering from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you're suffering from something much worse, like an addiction to alcohol and drugs, sexual immorality, gambling, overeating. Whatever the problem may be, you see, the Lord Jesus can take it away. But in order to do so, folks, guess what? He's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on a cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries, okay, welcome you to the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, we haven't got any callers that's pressed the one key yet, so let's play some more music.
perfect, spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of glory.
Thank you.
belong to me, whatever you do. So lay down your weapon, darling, take a deep breath and believe that I love you. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself.
Okay, well, we got a telephone. We got somebody ringing us, okay? Let's bring on 757. Hey, Ashley, how you doing tonight?
Hi, Kay. I'm doing okay. Yeah, it's just trying to hang in there with the stupid thing. That quarantine. Well, not the. Well, it's not official quarantine. We did get a say it. Home order here. So,
yeah. You got a stay at home order where you live?
Yep.
We got it down here too.
Got my wedding with Gretchen, but it's only gonna be her parents and my parents. That's gonna be this weekend.
Oh, that's great.
I'm so happy for it. Yeah.
Congratulations.
She's lovely. Scandalous. Thank you. Other than that, I can't really think of too much to talk about. I think Donnie might be calling in soon. So,
maybe. I would love to hear from DC, too.
Yeah, he told me on Discord, so, what to talk about?
I decided to do a late show tonight, okay, because I wanted to hear Tony talk completely, okay,
yeah.
So.
It was really interesting. I kind of thought it was really you that sent the email, but I don't think it was, so I wanted to apologize if I said anything in the chat about it.
I never emailed Tony Gaga. I don't email Tony Gaga. Okay.
That might have been Rico.
It could have been.
Or it might have been one of the Mary Lou clones.
Was just somebody impersonating me.
Yep. And got my circus still. We're still going to have our first show in, I think, June, depending on how the coronavirus fears die down.
Yeah, who knows? I had to put off a doctor's appointment because of the coronavirus thing here. I was supposed to go for a sleep study, and because they think I have apnea and when I sleep, so I had to put that off because, you know, I mean, I don't want to be in a room with other people being done sleep studies, okay, and don't know who you're in a room with.
Yeah. If worst comes to worst, we're probably going to live stream our first show online.
Oh, that sounds
good. We can watch it in our homes. Yeah, but it won't be the same as seeing in person because, you know, that's the thing about seeing in person with all, like, monsters and demons that are going to be dancing about. And
yeah.
You need to be in person to get the full effect of fear. It's just
like
greater thrill.
Yeah. I would guess so, yeah. You need to see it in person.
Yeah. Trying to work on getting Joe Gibson for the sideshow. maybe not that funny.
He was on tonight too.
Oh. Yeah, well, he's old news. Yeah, he said he was that I was gonna be deleted. Apparently. And now he has it in his head that I live in the Chesapeake Bay.
Oh.
Yeah, I have an underwater fortress that I live in the bay.
You have an underwater fortress? Okay.
Yes, and I'm going crabbing under the Chesapeake Bay.
Huh.
Yeah. It's a very lovely part of Arkansas. You should have. If you ever decide to go on a trip after a cruise, yeah, you can probably take a visit to the bay. You got lots of nice stuff here.
Oh, yeah. I've been to Arkansas. Yeah. Okay.
You live in Arkansas?
Yeah, San Antonio, Arkansas.
San Antonio,
yeah.
Arkansas?
Yeah.
So you don't have any other callers on right now?
No, nope, you're it.
Okay. Yeah. All of Arkansas is shut down. I have no idea what to talk about.
Yep.
Well, this is a godly show, so I'm not sure if I'd want to talk about Satan out here.
Yeah, I know.
Even though he
is
part of the Bible.
Yes, he is part of the Bible, that's for sure.
Yep. Yeah. Lord.
Yeah.
Lord.
Well. It's time for me to do the prophetic message, okay, for the day.
Okay.
Okay, so sit back and listen, and, I'll bring you back on.
All right.
Okay. All right. Let's go with the prophetic message of the day. Okay? The Father says today, blessed are the flexible. They don't get bent out of shape. Beloved, never get so entrenched in your thinking or in your secretary and lawyer to the men that you're incapable of breaking free and thinking on an original liberating thought that I give in the very moment that radical transformation is ready to manifest in your life. Believe in your heart. Speak with your mouth. Resist temptation to check with your peers on your social group whether or not they heard my voice or not. I was speaking to you, and even if those around you think it was just an inaudible thundering, you know that I have opened my mind to you and imparted a vision that will not lie, if you will release yourself to all I have promised. So be prepared to step beyond the boundaries and perimeters that others will set in your life. They can only see my blessing upon you just so far. As Joseph's brother could not stand to think of Joseph's revealed destiny being realized, know that man's idea will always be to sell you into slavery to their own Egyptian mentalities. Learn to hide things in your heart. Even as Mary, who knew who I was and knew what I came to do, hid the reality of that truth in her heart until a personal shadow came. You are a shallow ground to Dallas today. The vision I give you may not have been understood by others, but that doesn't mean it wasn't genuine. Will you listen to a man and his doubts or my still small voice? Embrace the basic truths of the possible that I'm bringing about in your life and rejoice in what is about to happen, for you will not be left out, says God, in the day of my salvation. Amen. Excuse me. Well, this devotional So this prophetic word goes out to those who need it most, and you know who you are. So God bless you. Amen. So, with that being said, let's bring Ashley back on. Okay. Hey, Ashley.
Hey.
So.
Yeah. So, Oakland?
Huh?
Oh, go on. Were you going to say something?
I said so. I mean, what did you think of the message?
Oh, what did I think of the message? What did I think of the message? Oh, I'm sorry. It kind of, I was looking at something in Discord while listening to it, so I was kind of a little bit preoccupied. So, yeah, sorry about that. But.
No, that's okay. All right. Well, how was your day today?
It was all right. Nothing too scandalous, unfortunately. Just
yeah, since you gotta be inside. Yeah.
Oh, what's this? Well, hold on. I've just been told something. Someone in Discord told me that Jason might have had an accident with a meat grinder.
with a meat grinder?
I hope he's okay.
Yeah. I don't know what he'd be doing with a meat grinder since he works in the hospital.
Oh, that would be a terrible way to go.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. Well, I don't know where Jason has been. He hasn't been on here for a while.
Yeah.
And neither has...
I don't know either. Yeah, Doug came on Tony's show earlier and... seems to be sober.
I hope that's true. Yeah, I hope it's true, too.
He'll turn his life around. Because every time he's on here, he's always drunk and he's really nasty to everyone.
Well, hopefully he's since he got dried out and got sobered up, hopefully he'll call back in.
Yeah, me too.
And be godly.
Yeah. Well, I'm not godly either, but, you know.
Well, you don't put down others.
Yeah, I don't put down others. Okay, maybe I'll try to steal souls here and there, but other than that,
Well,
need some tumbleweed.
Well, I guess we're gonna end the show a little bit early tonight. Okay.
Okay.
So I want to say thank you, Ashley, for calling in. Be blessed. Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay, and thank you to Honky Jinx and Really Chief, okay, for being in the chat room. God bless you all, okay, and Ferrar, okay, 699, God bless you all. Thank you for being in the chat room, and, okay. Okay. Okay.
day.
All right, Ashley. Well, good night. Okay, God bless everybody. Okay, don't forget tomorrow night we're going to do another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Okay, it starts at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And tonight we just got started a little late, but that's okay. We'll be back to regular time, okay, tomorrow at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Goodbye, everybody.